I want to write a letter of love to you, my God, my Savior. But there are no words to express what my heart is feeling for you. So I offer you a song of thanksgiving to praise you. And you see my heart longing for you.
大家好，我是主播 Kiki。今天给大家带来的是 Ingrid 姐姐的新歌 Letter of Love。 以下是我对她进行的一些个人采访。问题一， The first one, Please make a short summary. How does sister express your gratitude towards God in this song so that audience can have real deeper feeling after enjoy it?请根据这首歌做一个简短的总结，在歌曲中您是如何表达对上帝的感激之情的，这样能让听众在欣赏这首歌之后有更深刻的感受。
We as human beings are not able to return the love God gives us. The Bible says that God has loved the world so muchThat he has given his son Jesus to avoid that somebody gets lost. So all that believe in him will not get lost. Love is giving, but what do we have to give? Nothing. The only thing we can do is to receive the gift of salvation with a thankful heart. When we give thanks to God, he is happy, and that is all he wants of us.
作为人类，我们无法回报上帝给予我们的爱。圣经上说，上帝如此挚爱这个世界，以至于他把他的儿子耶稣基督赐予了这个世界，以避免有的人会迷路。所以，相信他的人都不会迷失方向。爱是付出，是恒久忍耐。但我们还能付出什么样呢？什么都没有。我们唯一能做的就是以一颗感恩的心来接受救恩的礼物。当我们感恩上帝的时候，他是愉悦的，是欢快的，这就是他想要为我们做的一切。 Second question, What does that mean by redeemed my life from the dark?从黑暗中挽救我的生命，这是什么样的含义呢？
There are two kingdoms in the universe. The kingdom of God, which is the light, and the kingdom of the devil, which is the darkness. The kingdom of light leads to heaven and eternal joy, and the kingdom of the dark to hell and eternal suffering.From the beginning of our life, we are automatically in the kingdom of darkness because by inheritance, we are all sinners and enemies of God. We are able to repent and receive Jesus Christ. Then we become friends of God and he saves us from death and hell.
宇宙中有两个王国，上帝的王国，即光明，魔鬼的王国即黑暗，光明之国通向天堂和永恒的快乐，黑暗之国通向地狱和永恒的痛苦。从我们生命伊始，我们就自动地生活在黑暗的国度里，因为我们继承的所有产业都是从罪人和上帝的敌人那里得来的。我们能够悔改并接受耶稣基督的召唤，然后我们就成为了上帝的朋友，他把我们从死亡的地狱中拯救出来。Next question. How has God provided healing to sister in recent her life? Please also write some small work-life balance examples in your current life. These examples should combine with philosophy in Bible.神是怎样疗愈姐姐最近的生活的？请结合你目前生活中平衡工作和生活的例子，这些例子应该与 圣经中的哲学相吻合。
We struggle with daily life because human beings are not perfect and one hurts the other, often without being aware or willing to do it. So we all live with our small and big traumata, and the only one who can provide joy and peace is Jesus Christ. When he said goodbye to his disciples, he promised to leave his peace to them, a peace that the world does not know, because it is a peace very deep in the heart that makes us forgive those who hurt us and makes it possible that our soul will heal from all kind of suffering.
我们在日常生活中是挣扎的，因为人类并不完美。一个人伤害了另一个人，往往没有意识，或者是他们根本不愿意这样去做，所以我们都生活在大大小小的创伤当中。唯一能给我们带来喜乐和平安的人就是耶稣基督。当他向他的门徒告别的时候，他承诺将他的和平留与人类。世界并不知道什么样是和平的，因为这是一种内心深处的平和，它使我们原谅那些伤害我们的人，使我们的灵魂都有可能从各种各样的苦难中痊愈解脱。The fourth issue, what role does Sister France play in their life and relationship with God, like your families, good friends?
姐姐的朋友们在他们的生活与神的关系中都扮演着什么样的角色呢？
Jesus don't talk about masses of people. We don't need hundreds of people to fill a church. We even don't need 10 people like the Jewish to found a church. We can share between 2 and 3 people and we already have a church because Jesus said he will be in the midst of them.So when we share a meal, a good conversation, a singing, or a leisure activity, Jesus is there as well. It is not necessary to go to a temple. Jesus is everywhere where we share with each other.
耶稣不会谈论大众。我们不需要数百人来填满一整个教堂。我们甚至不需要像犹太人那样的十个人来建议一个所谓的会议室。我们可以仅仅只有2到3个人来这里分享。我们来谈话，这样我们就已经有一个所谓的教堂和教会，因为耶稣说，他始终生活在我们中间。因此，当我们分享一顿可口的晚饭，一次愉快的交谈，一首歌曲，或者一项休闲活动时，耶稣也在那里。没有必要去寺庙，因为耶稣无处不在，我们彼此与之分享。
Next issue. How has Sister been blessed in this land where you live?
在你所居住的土地上，姐姐受到了怎样的祝福？
When I wrote this song, I lived still alone. But I had good friends at my church and my singing teacher and some other people who showed me that they liked me. And so even I was living alone, I was surrounded by a group of people who were more than just friends.
当我写下这首歌的时候，当时我仍旧是单身，但是我在教堂里有好朋友，我有教我唱歌的老师和其他一些人，他们喜欢我，所以即使我一个人居住，我也被一群不仅仅仅是朋友的人包围着。
Next one. What's the sister'sUltimate expression of gratitude towards God.
姐姐对上帝感恩的最终表达是怎么样的？
There are a lot of them. Most are too private to share here. But one I can share, my husband was last week with his sister in Santiago, and they drove through a tunnel. Suddenly came a car behind with high speed, and they nearly had an accident. But I'm thankful that nothing bad happened and they had no crash. And it is nice to have met my sister here for to share the podcast.
事实上有很多，大多数人都是自私的。所以很多事情不能在这里分享，但是我可以分享一个上周发生在我丈夫和他妹妹的事情。在 San Diego 圣地亚哥，他们开车穿过了一个隧道，突然后面来了一辆高速急行的汽车，他们差一点就出了车祸，但还好没事，因为最终没有什么事情所发生。当然啦，很高兴在这里遇见我的妹妹 Kiki， 我们可以分享制作这个播客。Last one. After I listened each song, I found my heart feels very peacefully. I guess that kind of power comes from God, right? Or comes from He transfer love and power to you.
在我听完您创作的每首歌之后，我发现我的心都非常平静。我猜测这种力量来自于上帝，对吧？还是因为他把爱和权力转移了给你？
We have to see that God is one, but in three persons, God Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
我们必须看到神只有一位，但是实际上是有三位天父，一位是天父，一位是耶稣，另一位是圣灵。
Nobody comes to Jesus if not the Father is pulling him and calls him to look for the right way.
实际上来说，没有人会主动到耶稣基督这里来，除非是天父在引领和指导着他。并召唤他寻找正确的道路。
And when we are on the right way, the Holy Spirit confirms us that we are on the right way, or that we are God's children.
当我们走在正确的道路上的时候，圣灵就证实我们已经走在正确的道路上，或者证实我们已经是神的孩子了。
His voice is very silent, and when we are willing to obey, we can hear him good. If we disobey again and again, he disappears.
神的声音总是这样的安宁。当我们愿意服从的时候，我们可以很好的听到他的声音。如果我们一次又一次的不服从，他就从我们生活当中消失了。
God Father is calling every person at least three times in lifetime to repent and follow Jesus, and maybe our listeners are just called today to come to God and give an offering of thankfulness.
天父在一生当中至少会三次召唤我们每个人前来悔改并跟随他行走。也许我们今天的听众就会被呼唤到神的面前，献上感恩的祭奠。好啦，节目就到这里啦，感谢大家的收听，也希望大家积极参与留言，我们下期再会。
I want to write a letter of love to you, my God, my Savior, but there are no words to express.What my heart is feeling for you, so I offer you a song of thanksgiving to praise you, and you see my heart longing for you. First of all, I give you thanks that you redeemed my life from the dark, and all that I have is forgiven and forgotten, and thank you for my sanity. that you gave me your healing. All that has burdened me, I will never mention again. I want to write a letter of love to you, my God, my Savior, but there are no words to express what my heart is feeling for you. So I offer you a song of thanksgiving to praise you, and you see my heart longing for you. And thank you for my friends, for every person that loves me, sharing your gifts with each other makes us so happy. And thank you for this land where you have brought me to live in. I have received so much blessings here, and they treat me as one of them. I want to write a letter of love to you, my God, my Savior, but there are no words to express what my heart is feeling for you. So I offer you a song of thanksgiving to praise you, and you see my heart longing for you. And each day you are providing me with everything that I need, because I'm always in your hand and you never will leave me. But most of all, I thank you that you have created me, that you have given this life to me just because you love me. To write a letter of love to you, my God, my Savior, but there are no words to express what my heart is feeling for you. So I offer you a song of thanksgiving to praise you, and you see my heart.